Things don't happen overnight. You have to make the emotional and the personal investment to make your dreams come true.
How bad do you want it? That's all you ever talked about. It's all you ever dreamed about. All you did was wait around, hoping that someone was just gonna hand you the keys to the city. No one is just gonna hand you over their keys and expect you to drive.
What you are looking for, what you need, is self-discipline. Self-discipline, as the very name implies, comes from the self, you. It comes when you make a decision to be disciplined. When you make a decision to be better. When you make a decision to do more and be more.
You can set yourself a goal that you can attain, and there's not going to be much glory in it to begin with. Because if you're not in very good shape, the goal that you could attain tomorrow isn't very glorious. But it's a hell of a lot better than nothing, and it beats the hell out of bitterness, and it's way better than blaming someone else. It's way less dangerous. And you could do it. And what's cool about it, it's one step on a very long journey. And it starts to compound on.
The minute you start thinking, I don't want to do this, the minute that feeling creeps in, that's the time you're having a test. The minute you feel the ache of, I'd rather do something else, I'd rather do anything else than this, that's the test. The minute you train yourself to say, this is my opportunity, is the minute you go from loser to fucking winner. And this is a skill. This is something you practice.
We're all being tested in life. And guess what? This is one test you can't cheat on. We all have our own test. Some of us are obese. Some of us are depressed. Some of us are insecure. You extra gears getting a deal with in life. And the only way to overcome it is for you and you alone to face it. You have to do your best work when you're the least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, guess what you got to do? You got to suck the fuck up and do it.
Let your work get your opportunity. Let your work get your praise. Let your work open up doors. Let your work get people paying attention. Let your work get the whole world to notice. Stop thinking. Stop procrastinating. And you got work.
Promise yourself you'll listen to it until it makes sense. You'll go for it until you understand it. You'll practice it until you develop the skill. Never give up until, however long that is. Step by step, piece by piece, go for it. Don't miss a chance to grow. And resolve that you'll pay the price until you learn, change, grow, become. It's called a life-changing day. The day you say, enough is enough.
Some of you don't even realize you have unfinished business. You need to go back where you left off with a new perspective. Go back to the gym. Go back to the drawing board. Go back to the business. Go back to the relationship. Go back to the burning building. You have unfinished business. All you got to do is show up with a new game plan and a new perspective.
When you get better, everything will get better for you. And that's where I picked up that phrase, for things to change, you've got to change. You don't have to change the marketplace. You don't have to change the marketing plan. You don't have to change the economy. You don't have to change countries. You don't have to change circumstances out there. All you've got to do is look within and see if you can change yourself for the better. And as you change, things will start to change for you.
You gotta be willing to do what 98% of the people in this world are unwilling to do. You gotta eat differently. You gotta work differently. You gotta think differently. You gotta talk differently. You gotta walk differently. If you want elevation, if you want next level, if you wanna see this thing differently this year, everything you do has to change.
You won't need that rest. Chances are you will realize that the desire to rest was just weakness. It was just the desire to take the path of least resistance, the downhill path, the easy path. And by simply going through the motions, you overcame that path. And you stayed on the righteous path, the disciplined path. You stayed on the warpath.
And so if you can just begin to take one step, slowly moving towards your dream, I promise you that thing you want to achieve, it's not going to be nearly as difficult as what you think it is.
It does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you do not stop. You do not have to be great to start, but you do have to start to be great.
I want you to focus on what's going to make you better and not make you weak. I want you to focus on moving forward and not moving back. I want you to focus on making your life greater and not making it weaker. I want you to focus on doing something that's going to make other people better. I want you to shine bright. I want you to lift people up. I want you to stay productive. I want you to stay strong. And I want you to keep living the life that you've been given.
If you quit, if you never start climbing, if you never take that first step, you'll never get there, and you'll forever live in regret.
The obstacles to self-discipline might seem like a big load to handle, and they are. Most people never break through any of them, and it reflects in their lives. You yourself might be wondering if it's beyond your reach or capabilities. I really capable of breaking through and developing the willpower I need to do what I need to do. As the saying goes, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. When it comes to developing willpower, the most important factor might not be your mental or physical abilities or the range of what you can accomplish. Rather, it may simply be your belief that you can develop willpower. A study by researcher Veronica Job examined university students over a single scholastic term. Job asked the students to evaluate themselves on their ability to maintain willpower over the course of a given task. Whether they need to take a break after a run of tough work, or whether their endurance fueled itself and allowed them to keep going. Across the board, the students who believed that their willpower was unlimited did better in several measures. They regulated their activities better, kept procrastination at bay, got better grades, and were even better at eating right and maintaining physical health. On the other side, students who said they needed to recharge themselves from time to time were especially beset by procrastination, often made poor dietary decisions, and found themselves easily distracted. They even spent more money, theoretically, while they were distracting themselves with online destinations. Job's results indicated that those students who were convinced of their own abilities and really believed they had more willpower actually did. Their self-messaging turned out to be a crucial element in their superior performance, to the point where it couldn't simply be coincidence. Score another point for the placebo effect. This is great news because it implies that although building willpower is a challenge, a huge part of the solution is simply believing that you can do it. We have exactly as much willpower as we think we do. Building self-discipline is your choice and yours alone. It's all up to you. Nobody and nothing else have as much influence in the attainment of your goals. It doesn't matter how your brain is wired or where you are oriented with regards to time. What overrides those is your belief in yourself. Ultimately, this ends up being a good thing because it places the power in your hands. Whether you can or cannot be disciplined is up to you. For some, this is a freeing thought to determine one's behavior and actions. By producing your own incentive and making self-discipline its own reward, you'll see positive effects unveil themselves on a daily, gradual basis. These benefits include the following, which you can also feel free to fracture into your pleasure principle cost. Benefit analysis. Avoiding temptation. The self-disciplined mind knows that fighting temptation is a Herculean task. Even the strongest-minded person might feel a tinge of enticement when they're walking past the window of an ice cream shop where there's a huge color display of a towering sundae hanging in the window. Unless you hate ice cream, you'll feel a twinge. But what self-discipline helps you do is avoid the temptation. Pass the shop by without feeling the need to indulge. This is because self-discipline helps you control and direct yourself. When there are clashing internal forces at work, your mind won't focus on the deprivation aspect. It'll concentrate on the good you're producing. More life satisfaction. Those who practice self-discipline frequently report that they're happier than people who don't. This reality flies in the face of the idea that self-discipline means not having any fun. What you're trying to get on the pathway of self-control will be 1,000 times more gratifying than the rewards of an immediate thrill. It's just going to take a little longer. Patience can be frustrating. When you live in a society like we do, where instant pleasure is relatively easy to pursue, it can really be hard to walk a line of restraint and control, especially when you have friends who constantly live for the moment. But what you're after is bigger than that. You want to create a more satisfying and contented lifetime. That's something that only self-discipline and continued focus will bring. When it does, it'll be much more meaningful and satisfying than those brief, isolated diversions. You do more of what you want. On a similar note, those who take up a life of self-discipline are often imagined as not doing things. They're not up to date on the current hit TV shows. They're not hanging out with their bar friends on a nightly basis. They're not traveling to Fort Lauderdale on spring break. In some way or another, they're perceived as being left out. But that's only according to other people's concept of fun. In reality, the self-disciplined person is giving themselves more opportunity to do what they actually want to do. This comes about in two ways. First, you have the ability to position yourself for success and do what needs to be done. This leaves time for the interest you want to pursue, and it can even be just a lazy afternoon of television. Second, you have the discipline to do challenging things that you want. You might want to climb a set of mountains or run a marathon. Self-discipline is how you do them. They're doing activities that are rewarding and enriching, and they're doing them because they've disciplined themselves to be able to do them and appreciate them. You gain ultimate freedom. Actually, you're more in the moment. Taking the road to self-discipline is a constant process that frequently requires you to make choices. You need to be fully aware of the decisions that can help you the most. Sometimes opportunities will arise out of nowhere. A chance to talk with someone who's been down your path before and can give you some advice or support, or an activity like yoga that can help you develop more mental stamina and concentration. These opportunities seem to arise for people who are working on self-discipline, but it's not magic. It's because you're more aware and attuned to things that will help you get to where you want to go. The self-disciplined mind isn't shut off. Far from it. It's looking for and recognizing those chances all the time. You're more aware of what's happening around you. You're not missing anything. You're just making a different choice, setting boundaries. Chances are you have at least one or two good friends or relations who will be thrilled to support you in any way they can. But let's face it, there will also be a few of them who will try, knowing or otherwise, and knock you off your path to self-discipline. Self-discipline helps you identify those conflicts before they begin and can make you stand your ground. It can also build your resolve to resist the pleadings and guilt, tripping of others who might not be that understanding of your goal to improve yourself. Knowing yourself. Finally, self-discipline is one of the best ways to find out who you really are and what you really value. In a real world setting, at times our situations can seem so bothersome or troubling that we can't imagine any course other than escape. But in those scenarios, you're not just escaping hardship or the world. You're also escaping yourself. Self-discipline is a means to reject the traits of reaction and retreat. It gives you something to actively work on every day and forces you to make decisions and take actions based on what you really need. Through that process, you will learn more about yourself than you ever have before. You'll see why you made certain decisions in the past, and you'll understand what kind of person you really are.